From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Several cities are increasing security this 4th because of the Boston Marathon bombings. In Los Angeles, police are putting more officers on the streets. Washington, D.C. police are on high alert near government buildings and public transit. And along the Charles River here in Boston, the celebration that culminates with the Boston Pops and the fireworks has people being asked not to bring anything other than a small see-through bag. No coolers, no backpacks, no big U-Hauls like they usually have. And the National Guard has set up security checkpoints where they're scanning people with wands. We took an unscientific survey.
The security was a lot more intense this year. They searched everything. We couldn't bring in certain things. But in light of what happened a few months ago, it's important to be safe.
I think it's a great thing that they want to protect us. And I think it's a great thing that people are still coming out because, you know, this is a great event. And to not come because you're afraid would be terrible.
I kind of have some misgivings about all the video cameras that are to be placed around, and the extent of the surveillance state that we're in right now really concerns me. But I'm personally coming here with my family here. I guess I feel good that there'll be cameras to record people who commit crimes.
Conflicting feelings there about cameras from Steve Ballard of Boxborough, Massachusetts. Before him, Karen Mengel of Reading, Pennsylvania, and her daughter Melissa of Quincy, Mass. WBUR's Fred Bever of the Here and Now Contributors Network has more.
State Police Superintendent Colonel Tim Albin says security cameras are being deployed at and around the 4th of July events in unprecedented numbers.
I can tell you that it is exponentially larger amount of cameras this year than ever before. And that will be the norm for large events like this, and certainly with this particular event years moving forward.
At a press briefing yesterday in a joint command headquarters near the Esplanade, Colonel Albin declined to say just how many cameras would be in use. In a later interview, he said many would be in plain view on poles and bridges, providing a deterrent to would-be terrorists while protecting visitors celebrating the nation's freedoms. Operated wirelessly, the camera's recordings will be downloaded to a central server, he said, where from a technical point of view at least, they could be kept indefinitely.
We haven't developed a policy on how long we'll keep it. I think, again, we did a lot of this in preparation for this particular event, and as we move forward, we'll refine the policy, I think, on keeping it.
That has the ACLU of Massachusetts concerned. Cade Crockford, who directs the group's Technology for Liberty project, says it is legitimate for law enforcement to deploy such cameras to protect safety at big public events.
That said, I think it's very troubling that the police do not have a policy to govern the use of these cameras.
Most police departments that use surveillance cameras do have such policies, Crockford says. They are needed, she adds, to ensure that free speech-protected activities, including anti-federal surveillance protests scheduled for today, are not monitored illegally.
There are going to be lots of protests full of people who are outraged about that very question. And, you know, the surveillance cameras at the Esplanade don't necessarily raise the same kind of issues that pervasive tracking throughout our day-to-day lives do, but there are very specific questions related to face recognition, you know, protected speech, automated tracking and retention and sharing of this data that I think need to be answered.
Responding to a request for a follow-up interview, State Police spokesman David Procopio said by email that police understand the need for a data storage policy and would develop one, but he declined to provide further details. Police did not want to delay implementation of the technology, he said, quote, as we were up against a deadline and we have a responsibility to protect visitors to the event.
WBUR's Fred Bever in Boston.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.